Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our April 2nd Commissioner's Court meeting. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. Commissioner Sweeney's maybe running late or not. I'm not sure.
He had to go to a funeral.
He's not here today, but we do have a quorum. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Please bow your heads. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this beautiful day to come and assemble here today in this terrific environment we have here in this lovely building. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have given us. And Lord, please forgive us of our sins. And in God's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, item number four, public comments. Tammy Farkas with Safe House. Let's see, where's the... Morning.
Good morning. First of all, I want to say thank y'all for the support that this court gives to Safe House. And then I want to apologize that we were not present for the proclamation reading on March 19th. We didn't know that it had been moved. We had requested today's agenda. So we would like to be able to take a picture with you guys with the proclamation so we can get that in the newspaper.
Sure.
And everything.
You got connections with the newspaper?
Maybe. Except I couldn't get him here today. He has an interview for a story, so.
All right. Well, we'd be glad to do that.
Thank you.
When I get things in, I probably didn't read the whole email. She really reads the email, but I said, I like to do things sooner rather than later, so we're not find ourselves in July. And,
right, I understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
But you saw me. You got me.
Oh, thank you. I was reading over some stuff at the hospital, so when I was like, oh, I need to email this to you, and I didn't have it.
Perfect.
Any other public comments?
No, sir.
You give the checks out to the seniors. To our senior citizens.
Yeah.
You want a check?
Yeah. We did. I had we went to Cleveland, and Commissioner Domine and I went. It was Monday. And went over there and visited and talked to some San Jacinto County citizens over there. And then Commissioner Morris and I went over to Shepherd yesterday and broke bread. And, you know, I'm a big Astro fan, and Tuesdays are a dollar hot dog night, so that's all I eat is hot dogs. Well, we show up at the seniors, and what do you think they're having for hot dogs? Big old hot dogs with chili, and the salad was terrific, but he slides his plate over, knowing I cannot resist. But I probably ate six hot dogs yesterday. So I've had my fill of hot dogs for a while. Anyway, and to be honest, I have already dropped Cold Springs. I got the checks the morning of the DETCOG luncheon, and it was raining, and I was in a hurry, and I just said, this is $26,000. I just went over and handed, no big press release. No, I mean, you know, just, but we're glad to be able to do that and hope to be able to do more in the future. So item number five, announcement, possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. I got a call from the GLO this morning, General Land Office, and it says, thank you, Judge Faulkner, for applying to the Regional Mitigation Program. The General Land Office has reviewed San Jacinto County applications and determined them to be eligible for Community Development Block Grant Mitigation, CDBG MIT. We've been waiting on this for several years, quite a couple of years.
Five now.
I believe you're right. And the projects are Rocky Creek, an LMI drainage project, Camilla Lake Road, Lakeview Estates Road. I know we've been talking about that one forever. Donahue Road, going into Cold Springs Terrace. Counts Road up Precinct 4. South Lily Yeager Loop, that's in your precinct. Blackberry Lane Street improvements in Precinct 2 down there in 5 acres. Hickman Drive and Horseshoe Way Loop. Hickman is in off 2025, and I believe that's Precinct 1 now. Robin Creek used to be Precinct 3. When it started, it might have been. No, it's Precinct 1 off of 150 there near Miller Creek. Flowing Wells, neighborhood street improvements. I know some of your constituents will be very glad to.
Mark done sent one of his a picture. I think he sent mine too.
Yeah. And Dabney Bottom Road. So total CDBG MIT amount $14,192,000. So we're excited about that.
Thanks for all y'all's effort.
Yeah,
I know it's been a long process for y'all. Thank y'all very much.
The checks in the mail, we've been hearing, and that's a. Now they got. Let's see. Let me see what else we got here. So did I not skip over? Down there at the bottom, it says Saddle Surrey Stagecoach Mount Zion Road. Provide an updated budget justification of detailed costs. So that one's still in the hopper, I guess.
Well, it's listed on the front page.
Did I just read right over it?
Yeah.
Maybe I did. Saddle Surrey, because I didn't remember saying it. Saddle Surrey Stagecoach Mount Zion Road, that's Precinct 4 off of 156 across from Lake Oak Landing. So that's good. Didn't mean to leave that one out. So they asked, how long ago was it we went out for bid for a grant writer and engineer.
Probably at least 3 years, 4 years.
And that's Langford and...
LJA.
Langford is...
LJA? Oh, it has been a while, because...
Yeah. It's LJA.
Yeah. Well, that's... Okay. I thought for quite sure that we'd done that a good while. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
So that's great news. Great news. I know we all want to send some pictures of this letter to some of our constituents that we've been telling, hey, it's coming, it's coming. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
So, I just happened to walk in where they were calling. You see up at the top, it says he sent it to me by email. But they got my name spelled wrong. If you take one letter out of a man's email, you never get the memo. Mm-hmm. Oh, we sent it to him by email. I just happened to walk in at the right time. I'm going to send him another email, and that was just a typo. All right. Anybody here that's in a real hurry on, I don't see any. Nancy, what are you here on?
Number 13.
Let's go to number 13 then. Not that you're in a big hurry.
I'm not in any hurry. I'm enjoying listening to all these great reports.
All right.
It's up to you.
Item number 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to support foreign trade zone application of Texas Forest Country Partnership and pledge $1,636 toward application fees. So I have to confess, this is kind of, it bounced around all over the place, and a group of us, probably 30, went to Austin, and we're taking the grand tour of the Capitol and everything. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is Nancy with Texas. Are you still with Texas Forest?
Yes.
I thought so. But
I have a different title, but
you're not the ramrod cracking the whip. You're doing
one,
a little more behind the scenes, sir.
I'm one underground, yes.
So we're on our tour of the Capitol, and I'm not thinking about this, and I walked around, and there's Nancy in Austin working, and so anyway, that helped me. She caught me in Austin, of all places, so.
It was a great place to be found, yeah. Everybody was busy working that day.
Right. We were having fun. We enjoyed that. Okay, so at some point, your coworker has her name.
Tanya.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd corresponded, and I don't know her quite like I know you, so I didn't pay as much attention as I should. But at some point, she said, "Well, would you consider writing a letter to say that we support Texas Forest Country Partnership's application?" She sent me the letter. All I had to do was put it on the letterhead. So we sent the letter. But there was no talk about
money.
Because anyway, so now we've got that on here, and I'll let you go ahead now that I've done with my preface.
No, that's great. Thank you so much, Judge Faulkner and Commissioners of the Court of Center County. Thank you for allowing me to come to be with you today to speak a little bit about the foreign trade zone and what that means for our region. I do apologize. She wants to send her regrets. Tanya Dora, who is the executive director for the Texas Forest Country Partnership, had a family incident this morning. She was unable to be here, but she is the executive director of the partnership, and I am now the regional economic development advisor. We have kind of restructured our board. Just a little bit about the board. Does everybody know what the Texas Forest Country Partnership is?
You know, I consider myself semi-educated. Okay. I got a law degree, but I don't know much at all about it. So
okay.
What I hear about, a lot of what I hear is on the news and what all we're going to do with tariffs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I'll confess, I'm thinking in the back of the, I'm not sure what the current administration is going to do with trade zones. They may be all in favor of it, but that's why I'm tickled that you're here to kind of educate us about the whole process.
Well,
now, somebody else here may know all about them,
but those technical questions are asked, but I have no clue what tomorrow holds from our current leadership.
Right.
Things change from day to day, but the Horse Country Partnership was established in 1960. It's an older nonprofit organization that was established initially to protect our waterways in our region. It covers 12 counties. San Jacinto is our further west, southwest county. It goes all the way over to the Louisiana border. But our job is to assist and be an advocate for economic development programs and opportunities. As we mentioned, we like to stay in touch with what's going on in Austin as much as we can. I know it's changing every day, but to help advocate for our region and to provide information that would be effective to, you know, we're rural, and I'm not going to get on the, no, I am going to get on the soapbox because that's just who I am and who we are. I was born in Garrison, Texas. Rural has always.
Garrison, Texas?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My father was from Concord, and his grandmother was a Garrison. Whatever that means.
Okay, it does.
Yeah, I got deep roots up there.
Okay,
see,
great.
Came from Garrison, Bobo, Blair.
Yeah.
My daddy. Bobo and Blair.
Yeah, that's where my daddy's people are from.
Okay, great. Well, it's always been rural. I've worked Frisco 10 years during that development stage, and which is a lot like watching the growth that you are seeing coming up from Houston. It's like a freight train. And I know it's sometimes overwhelming. There are great opportunities. There's also a lot of challenges, many challenges with that. So congratulations on the funds for the improvements here. Those calls about, oh, I'm stopped in traffic. We've got our road closed because we're getting it improved are great calls to get because finally you see some things happening. So those are great calls. But anyway, the partnership, I was working, I worked part-time in Lufkin, EDC, and then in Nacogdoches, EDC, but I've done economic development for about 40 years. And rural has a passion. It's not so much as what I do, it's what we all do together, and we have to protect what we have. And we have a lot of development happening in the region, more especially lately, because there is a lot of interest with manufacturers. We do have some manufacturers that would like to grow. I do think, I know, that we are forgotten when conversations on the state and federal level at times, not intentionally, I think it's because we are not advocating louder enough in the right places. So that's where I feel like that we are collaborators, we're organizers, and we partner with DECOG. We have about 20 rural regional organizations that we meet with on a regular basis to talk about what they're doing. That would be Workforce Solutions, that would be the Texas Forestry Association, that would be SFA, Angelina College, schools, the tribe is one of those that have interest in coming together to make sure that we are all together and as much as we can to help our rural communities. So that's a little bit of background about the Forest Country Partnership. We're funded by membership, and we appreciate your support. So I'm here today to introduce the Foreign Trade Zone. And the background of the Foreign Trade Zone, it is a federal program. But Lufkin, if you'll see on the second page, the first page, this is one that I came up with. That's about all I know, and I can answer without a shadow of a doubt. When you get into the details about what it means to a company and which companies qualify and they don't, and details about the tariffs, those I refer to our expert, which is
well, it looks
James
like
Brown.
The only one currently in our DECOG region is in Lufkin.
That is correct.
And Lufkin, I guess that's why they're not kind of in this, because they already have one.
That is true. When Lufkin established theirs years ago, they wanted it to be for Lufkin, which is fine. That was their decision. But there is a company out of Canada that has chosen to land in Crockett. Genetics is out of Edmonton, Canada. And they are moving their North American headquarters to Crockett. And they make a fire-protectant mesh that goes around wood telephone poles, utility poles, anything that wood. And once heat gets it, it expands and protects the pole. Hmm. There are a lot of photographs from California fires. They had that protection around it. So they were going to have, they have their, if you ever go through Crockett and go around the loop, that big, large black building is their building for that. And they are also encouraging other companies to come to Texas and take a look, especially in our region, the Crockett area. So we have a lot of opportunities from Canada right now and other countries that are looking to cause, maybe because of some of the tariff restrictions. A lot of uncertainty. But the main thing is when they came, they needed to be in a foreign trade zone. And they could have become a subzone of Lufkin. But since they had time, they said, well, why don't we just establish our own foreign trade zone? And the city manager in Crockett said, well, let's open it up to the rest of the region, which I think was very hospitable and very business friendly for all the rest of the counties. So we have 11 counties that are interested but are saying, yes, we would love to be part of this foreign trade zone. When we were in Frisco, when I was working in Frisco, we were part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport foreign trade zone. We could market that. We could offer that to prospects and say, if you come here, you can afford the benefits of becoming a part of a foreign trade zone. So what a foreign trade zone is, in my terms, if we have company ABC and they're importing parts and pieces, they bring it in, it's in a safe haven. If you're inside a foreign trade zone, you are exempt or reduced tariffs and taxes. And that's kind of a safe holding until that whole part is assembled and put together and shipped back out. So it's a great savings to the company. One example, there was a company in Nacogdoches, Cal, and they make gear parts, and they're all over the world bringing in parts and pieces. And being a part of a foreign trade zone could have saved them over $1 million last year in tariffs. And they're headquartered out of Atlanta, Georgia. Their CEO has already written a letter of intent, once we get this all established, that that business in Nacogdoches will definitely want to be part of the foreign trade zone just to help with those costs. They have reached out and even had their congressional delegations write letters to the authorities to support this regional. And I'm excited about the regional because it is fair across the board. Everybody will have an opportunity to be on that list. So you'll look at the map and soon you will see a regional. It's the tech. It will be called the DB's Texas Regional Foreign Trade Zone. Each foreign trade zone has a grantee, and that grantee will be the Texas Forest Country Partnership. And our job will be to, at the end of the year, fill out all the paperwork for all the projects and do all the marketing for the region. As a company comes into the foreign trade zone, they pay a fee, and that's what pays for staff time and marketing. So in order to get it started, we had to do a study. As you know, anything had to provide a study to something. So we divided the total cost of the study, which was about $18,000, by our 11 counties, and it came out to $1,636. So yes, I'm here to ask for that financial part for San Jacinto County, but I'm also excited to be sharing what I think is a great opportunity for our rural region. We'll be on a list. A lot of companies looking, and I could go on and on and on, and I'll keep this short if you have any questions or comments. But well, that's part of the study.
And I guess the idea, if we're on the list, then if somebody wanted to come set up a corporation here, we would be in, or a company or a plant or whatever, that would give them a little bit of a financial advantage. They wouldn't have to. It does say, though, it says something on the first deal. Goods can be imported into the free trade zone without paying custom duties or taxes right away. So at some point, they would have to be paid, or I guess
once all
it's
the
retailed.
Are assembled into the final form and sent out, there will be some fees there, but not like it is if you bring a part in that you pay tariffs on it while it's being stored. Does that make sense?
Huh.
Judge, can I ask a question?
I'd like, you might
be thinking of something that I can't think of, sure.
So tell me if I'm understanding this incorrectly. Basically, this is saying that if you are a U.S. manufacturer overseas, this will benefit you.
You're here. When you're bringing in, if you are here in the United States, I like the example of the company I was giving you a while ago. If you're here in the United States and you're bringing in a windshield wiper part, and your job is to produce the completed part. That piece comes in, you're going to be charged a tariff or taxes on it once it comes through the port, once they put it on the truck and bring it
in. So you had to get this part from a foreign.
If you do that.
I gotcha. Okay.
And did that answer your question? Or there's also benefits if we make the little parts here and ship it out. Once it's in that foreign trade zone, it could be exempt. And I'm not saying I'm guaranteeing anything, but it's the way it's set up is you are exempt from those tariffs.
So this isn't saying that China can just use the back door to come in here and sell us all their garbage.
No.
Okay.
There's ways. The port offered port will probably be our port that will work with us on this region. Mm-hmm. And they have security. They have to assign a person to our foreign trade zone that inspects all of that. I mean, it's watched. They're very, very close to
it. I wonder who pays the tariff, the guy who's bringing it in or the guy from China who's sending it over. That's what my pea brain wants to know. And
well, the tariffs, they're in that protected zone, like it's going to be in your front yard, so you're not going to charge anybody tariffs.
Yeah, but does the guy who's ordering the parts pay the tariff, or does the guy that's selling him the parts pay the tariff?
They're exempt from the parts, but they're exempt to pay tariffs on those particular parts.
Okay, but yeah.
And so James Groban, who is the consultant, and he has written. I'm sure you haven't had time because you just got it.
I just got it. I'm a fast reader, but not that.
Now he is the one that we've had so many Zoom calls with different groups of folks that had additional questions that I'm not able to answer. Because if I have to assume something, I sure don't want to tell. Because I am not an expert. I just know that he is. He's the one I worked with when I was working part-time in Lufkin that started their foreign trade zone. And we worked one out of a foreign trade zone when I was in Frisco. The Texas Forest Country Partnership will be managing that program. But you have to meet a lot of requirements to do that.
Right.
So it's already been set up and approved, right?
No, sir.
Not yet.
The application has been completed and filed.
Completed and filed.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry. Actually, one day that we were on the agenda to come talk, we had the time mixed up and couldn't get here with the time the meeting started. That was an onus on my part. I'll take blame. Or not getting here sooner, or whatever. But
so I don't want any names, but have all the other 11 counties ponied up yet?
Yes.
All 11 of them.
So we're waiting on San Augustine's because they have a sponsor that's going to play there. So one of their businesses there. And it's different for all 11 counties. There's an EDC that paid one county. There are... There's a company that's going to pay another county's fee because they want to see the county participate.
Yeah, yeah.
There is also quite a bit of work to fill out this application and to get it filed, and the consulting firm does that. There is a fee in addition to paying for the study, which we divided with 11 counties. We thought it would be helpful if we went out and got sponsors for the rest of the fee, which is $30,000 in 2025 and $30,000 in 2026.
And so who do you pay? The government? You pay the fee to the government?
Is that where the fee goes?
That fee goes to the consultants and their staff because it is very detailed. It takes a while to get through, but they have worked on that, so they divided it out. We already have a sponsor for our 20, 25, 30,000. It is, I don't have a check in my hand, but they've committed.
Are all the fees for the counties the same, or is it?
On the study, yes, sir. And your sponsor for 20, the study, each county pays.
Well, Nacogdoches is five times as big as us, and their fees the same as ours.
Well, their portion of the study was the same. Everybody's was $1,636. Okay. That was the fairest way we felt like across the board for the study.
And they're cutting up that grant money, and we have hurricanes and things, and the wind might not even blow in Nacogdoches. Nothing against Nacogdoches, but they don't divide it up when money's coming in the same manner. Do they, Commissioner?
No, sir, they don't.
We couldn't think of
anything. That ain't your fault. You're not in charge of doling money out. I get it.
Sorry. And I hate to ask for money. That is not in my wheel of expertise, but we are working really hard to bring more and more benefits for economic development to our 12 county region. So that was part of that. We do have a sponsor for the 2025 portion, which is $30,000. And then in 2026, we'll be working with other companies to get them to sponsor that.
How long does this keep going? I mean, how long are you?
After that, there will be no more fees unless a company wants to hire the consultant. This company, the Canadian company, hired the same consultant to set their books up. And then the company pays the grantee, which is the partnership, a fee every year to maintain all the records to the government and to make sure that the marketing is done for all 11 counties.
Mr. Grogan, he's with the consultant?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we've known him for years. Actually, he is one of the officers, if not, I think he's to be chair or is chair of the National Association of Foreign Trade Zones. I went to Washington a couple of weeks ago with him because we all need to learn as much as we can about it to better serve our region.
Well, I hate to be so naive about it, not know any more than I do, but I mean,
you're not by yourself.
We're under a new administration, and everything you hear is foreign this and foreign that. And when we jump on this bandwagon to create a foreign, it seems like we're opening a big window for the foreigners to come in here and set up businesses here.
Well, actually,
my mother was a foreigner, but she came in the right way, and she swore and never went back. But I'm all about foreigners if they come in here the right way, but if they're swimming across, that's probably not the way to do it.
I don't think they're going to allow the swimmers, but I don't
know. No, I get it. I'm just...
The port will also be hiring. One of the obstacles that we see that we're going to advocate for is they will hire an additional person that will be over our region. They hire people right now. They don't have that person in place. That's why we went to Austin, That's why we went to Washington, to make sure that they were going to put the adequate people there in that office to maintain the authority.
So our benefit of this is getting job creation, bringing some industries here.
Yes.
So people have jobs.
Yes.
Is that not part of the application to create jobs? I thought I heard John Eggerstein the other day talking about to qualify, you have to create jobs.
To be in a foreign trade zone?
No, the actual company that's going to be in the trade zone.
All of us require them to create primary jobs when they come in. And they have to be approved, just not anybody that applies to be part of a foreign trade zone will get approved.
I think that's the point of the tariffs, to bring industry back to the United States.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I think, I can remember, I used to buy a little land and sell the timber and blah, blah, blah. And the timber industry, timber's cheaper now than it is, than it was in the 80s. I mean, it's way cheaper. And that's because I guess we're importing so much timber from Canada up there. And it, I mean, mills have shut. You grew up in East Texas. You've seen mills shut down. Like it's just, it's really changed. And all this land that's getting busted up, that was all timber land, and they were growing, but they sold it off for a reason. So anyway.
We have to be careful we keep a good balance, that we don't, you know, you could have housing projects all over the place or housing developments all over the place. But if you don't have jobs for those people to work, they're going to,
I agree.
They live here and pay taxes, and that's great.
I agree.
It'd be great to have jobs for them to stay here. We work a lot on with the educators and talking to companies and making sure. I'm preaching to the choir about all this, I know, because y'all do the same thing here. To make sure that we're training our workforce.
Are they testing the generator out there? Is that
twice?
I didn't hear it crank up.
All that noise? I thought that's what I'm hearing.
Did we pay the light bill?
I know. Maybe it's something we're talking about. Maybe I've talked too much. You know how they do when they flicker the light and pull the hook out and pull you off. Maybe it's time for me to
let the hook out.
Well, you know.
You can just say late.
We got $5.6 million in American Recovery Fund, and we put it all to good use. But I got a letter from the federal government just the other day, and talked about all the vigorous monitoring they're going to be doing, and blah blah blah. And they're clawing back everywhere, so we better make sure we spent everything on the right. And I do have a point here. When Elon's looking over all the who's spending the money, right? The San Jacinto County, they're on this foreign. I don't know enough about national politics to know if this is something that the administration's against or for, because I just haven't heard.
Well, it's their program, and they're promoting it, so I would think they would be for it, but that would be my assumption.
It's their program? Well, they just got.
It's a federal program. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of federal programs, and they're going through them, ripping them apart. Left. That's so. I'm like, gosh, I wish I knew a little more about that.
I didn't say something about the company.
Yeah, I guess I could ask Latrell what his thinking is on. He's our representative, and he's easily approachable. I guess the guy who's trying to build the widget factory, and he needs some parts from here and some from there, and they put them all together here. I know it's a benefit to him, and if he can sell it cheaper to all of our constituents, I guess that is a benefit too. I don't know if what effect it's going to have on the people from here that are making those component parts as well. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah,
I think rural needs every bit of everything, tools in our toolbox.
Yeah.
And this is an excellent tool to have in the toolbox. It puts us on a list we've never been on before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're voting today to be in the trade zone. I think we are in the trade zone already.
The approval for the portion of the study, the fee, the $1,636. But we'll come as often as we need to, and we'll bring James in if there needs to be more detail on explaining a foreign trade zone. I mean, he can go really deep talking to companies about their rules and regulations. Customs and Border are very involved. That's the one that they would hire.
Well, let me put it like this. Are any of y'all comfortable with making a motion, or you're interested but you want to do a little bit more research, or where are we?
I think that's the consensus we want to see. I mean, but I'm just making a point that we're already in the application.
That's right.
Yes.
So it's moving forward. They're just asking for money.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we said no today, would that take us out of the application?
No.
I don't think so. What I would do is go find a sponsor to pay your portion like I did in another county. It wasn't that they didn't want to be part of it. It was the fund part of it, the 1,636 at that particular time.
We probably can find it, but I'd be lying if I said we had a line already, because we don't.
You don't. And that's why we found the money for 2025. Moving forward on 2026, our goal is to find a sponsor for that and not have to come back to the counties and ask for assistance in 2026. That's what we're working on.
Well, if you think that's a possibility, that might make it a little easier. And then when we're not too far away from starting on our next year's budget. I know you're trying to get out of paying, but we've got the money in the hotel motel tax that can be paid for economic development. That's all it can be used for.
Yeah, well, that's true. I thought we had that committed already to other chamber. We give it to the chamber,
give them some too.
I feel like this is what the current administration is trying to push industry coming here instead of.
It helped. Yeah.
If you found the money, are you making a motion? I mean, I was giving you an out there, brother. I don't want to make the motion and pass it forward if y'all need some more information on it. I mean, if y'all want to hold up and have more information, have this Grogan guy come and talk to us.
We're already in it.
Yeah, we are. And that was, I was making the point.
We're already in. Are you making a motion?
I will make the motion.
Okay. I'll second.
There we go. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. He keeps me guessing over. You'd think after 20 years I could read him a little better, huh? I have a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any other questions or concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sound like the ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0.
Okay, so the motion included
He says he knows where the money is.
I'll be more than happy to set up a Zoom call convenient with Mr. Grogan. If y'all would like, whatever you'd like, just let me know and we can make sure something happens.
Thank you.
But the map, it'll be the entire DETCOG area except for Lufkin, because they have their own.
They have their own.
And that's just the city of Lufkin.
It is just the city and the ETJ, so I've talked to Bob Sanford about that. I said, Bob, you know, anybody can be a subzone, okay? You can be a subzone. We are going to be, our doors are open.
Is Angelina in it? I thought Angelina County was not in it.
Angelina, the entire county is not in the Lufkin Foreign Trade Zone.
Oh, are they in this? Are they
back? They could be if they wanted to be a subzone of us, but not. It is the defined geographical area is the 11 counties.
I see what you're saying.
11 counties. But if a company were to move to Davao, they could choose to be a subzone of our foreign trade zone or Lufkin's.
I'm not sure what difference it would make. I think the benefits.
Well, the grantee is the Texas Forest Country Partnership, who advocates for our region. Not just one particular
story. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think you did good on the flag.
Thank you. We're good. And Tanya sends her regrets, but she's doing a great job to keep everybody up to speed. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes,
congratulations again on your.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Oh, yeah. Miss Russo still on that?
She works for the governor, I think.
Really?
You're doing economic stuff.
Oh, she's smart.
Yeah. All right. Item number 9, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to declare surplus 2011 Ford F-750 truck with XL Super Duty with hydraulic dump bed. You going to leave the dump bed on it? It says with hydraulic dump bed.
Yes, sir.
And that's the plan is to 49,000 miles.
Huh?
Going to be so. The plan is sell it on Renee Bates.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a date set for Renee Bates? I do have a couple of things I can put on there, if you know when.
I can most definitely find one.
So I need to get with y'all on it, because I need to sell two to buy one.
What's the price tag on it?
You have a minimum?
Well, I was going to ask y'all's opinion on that, but if you're trying to buy it, I better not.
Sometimes people don't, and sometimes they do. I mean,
start
if you don't put a minimum, it could be bought for $500.
I really don't want to do that.
Start out at zeros.
Either that or you bid on them while they're to make sure they don't sell.
Yeah, kind of like you did to me when I was buying that $800 birthday cake at the Little League on opening day. She's quite familiar with it. He's a master at it.
He wanted it because it was
what did I do?
She just trying to make me pay for it.
What did I do?
Laugh.
That's when he bought a new one.
Okay, you have item number 10 as well.
About that news.
We probably could do them both together.
That's what I thought.
Now, item 10, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare surplus 2012 Dodge 4500 diesel dual wheel with toolbox. I'm not going to read the VIN number. Now, this one has 213,000 miles. Do they both run and go?
They both run good.
That's the one Billy Emmons.
Way up there. And
it's really high for my workers that are over 65, so the up
so
and
what,
down
what,
is rough.
What would you take for the Dodge? What would you sell it to me for?
Or me.
Or him.
Either one of us. What would you take for it?
Make an offer.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to find your minimum.
Sometimes they got asked, you have something, and if they want to buy it, that's an intergovernmental transfer.
Yeah.
Money would be changed hands.
Let me look into it.
I looked at both of them. They look like stem
you
winders
before they
to
put
me.
It on their base. Think about it.
He's interested in the Dodge.
Okay. It runs good.
I know the truck. Billy Emmons drove it for 10 years, 8 years.
Yeah, it's clean.
Do you have a minimum on the other truck that you want? Yeah.
I just wanted to get it on here so I could start checking into putting it on the
website. Does Billy still work for the county?
No, he retired.
Mm-hmm. It's been parked.
Well, you said it was up high and he drove it for 10 years. He was a great big fella. He needed a step stool to get in it, I believe.
The other one is the patch truck. It's like a two-ton. It's kind of hard for them to get in and out 100 times a day.
Well, put a minimum on that other one then.
Okay.
Or start it up zero, whatever.
Well, you have to tell the auditor what your minimum is.
Well, if we vote,
I'll make the motion to sell both vehicles as surplus.
If we do that, and then y'all ought to get together before it goes on there if you want to buy it, and you can
for sure.
Just pull
y'all
it.
Get first option.
I have a motion on 9 and 10 by Commissioner Mattuno.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Dominey on each one. Renee Bates. And we didn't hear a minimum stated. You can bid on it and make sure it goes to the point you want it to be. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. And that's one motion. One motion, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back to number 5. Because we started talking about auctions, and are y'all getting ready to put some radios? Was it radios that we declared surplus, Chief?
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Are we getting ready to do what?
Sell some radios. The little birdie told me we're putting them on the internet to sell.
Oh, we had a bunch of, they were like little midway radios. They were all, most of them were junk, they were broken radios. They're all just junk.
Okay. So, do you have some that you're fixing to sell?
Yes, sir. We have some. We're still working on that.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'd rather just look you in the eye and ask you instead of you, people talk and you hear these things. And I said, man, I don't know, but I know a guy that does know. So I was just wondering. All right, item number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare surplus precinct road and bridge, precinct one road and bridge. Number one, asset number, it's an L-shaped desk. Used, is usable. Number two, it's got an asset tag, but it's, he's wrote in his request to be on here that it's not on the inventory list. Well, somebody needs to revise the inventory list. A file cabinet. It says he probably meant non. Well, it says H-O-N, lateral three drawer. Is it a lateral or not?
This picture there.
That's a lateral. Three drawer, very, it's usable, very aged and hard, at times hard to pull.
So where's the stuff at now, Christy?
It's at the office. There's upstairs and some.
How hard to pull, man? So it has something to do with how much is in it, or how much, whether you had your Wheaties that morning, I guess.
So they're going to take it to storage for you, all of it.
And then we'll let the auditor's office know so we can switch. For the stuff that has asset tags, and some stuff is not even tracked, but it has numbers.
I'll make the motion to declare the surplus.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno to declare these fine items as surplus. Can I get a second?
So now we're starting to fill up our building we just cleaned out again?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of our stuff that has a home, it won't go all out there.
I have a second by Commissioner Mars. And anybody, if it's been declared surplus,
it can be sold,
but I don't think they would really care too much if another department needed the desk.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We just want to get rid of it and clean up our inventory. It's not even at our office.
It's not even at your office?
It's not needed.
Needed, okay. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous 4-0. Number 12, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to declare. Now listen, when you put things on the agenda, if you're throwing them away, salvage. If it can be used, you just say to declare surplus.
That's why I did two different.
Well, but you put on there to dump the trash or get, I cleaned up the language is all, and you've been typing these up a long time. That must be your new boss's input on that, huh? And I don't expect you to throw him under the bus. 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare salvage 17 chairs, a time clock, and card holders. It doesn't say where that works or not. Dell Optiplex computer. No. Yeah, that's a computer and a computer screen not working. Dell laser printer broken. Dell Optiplex computer tower broken. Dell Optiplex computer tower broken. HP Photo Smart printer broken. Dell fax print broken. The only thing that may work is the time clock. And I spec them 17 chairs. Are they folding chairs or what kind of chairs?
They're the old metal chairs. They're very, very aged. Some are the maroon and turquoise. They're hard plastic and they're cracking.
Mm-hmm. So So I'll make the motion to declare it all salvage and throw the metal in the metal bin, and the other goes in the roll-off, but we need to make sure the computers are clean, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars. You put that 12-pound on that hard drive, and that ought to hold it. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0.
Whatever.
Item number 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve rehire of Jane Cooksey for OL Operation Lone Star Grant.
I know they've got money out, I know that.
I'll make the motion that we let her come back to work. Let her come back to work, I mean.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Dominic. Any questions? All in favor say aye. It's unanimous, 4-0. Number 15, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the rehire of jailer Logan Gregory.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
Second it.
Second by Commissioner Mars. Any comments or questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Number 16, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the OLS grant. I guess we're talking about buying 5 Dell computers. Are these laptops or?
They are laptops for the vehicle, sir.
Is everything, as far as your auditing, is everything good? So we got an account set up that all this is being paid out of.
72
funds. There you go.
There we go.
We got an account.
Go ahead, Mark.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Dominey to purchase 5 Dell computers, laptops. What's the price tag on it? Maybe it's right here in front of me, and I didn't. $10,000?
Yes, sir. $2,000 each.
Let's see.
They gave me,
I bought one the other day, but I don't. I buy the cheapest that Walmart has, and I ain't doing what y'all are doing. But
they
I'm
gave me $3,500 each, and I bought them for
$2,000
each.
And they have to fit in the car and be tough too.
Well,
they're pro rugged. It says. I'm trying to look at some of the. 12 megabytes of cache. Where's the, you know, it talks about RAM and or gigabytes. Or.
Did y'all meet our new IT person?
Yes, sir.
No,
today
I haven't.
Is his real first day in office.
You all are keeping
you meet him?
I have not.
He's like a nice young man.
Good, good, good. Oh, all this stuff comes with it?
Yes, sir.
Like you know what you're
like I know what I'm reading.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Did you heads up?
Appreciate all that support there.
We're getting free the laptop mounts that actually bolts them into the car.
Good deal.
DPS is giving us all those.
Good.
16 gigabytes of one thing and 256 gigabytes. Now I bought one back in. It's been a while, but it was 1 terabyte. That's like 1,000 gigabytes. And then some crackhead broke in my office and stole the damn thing. They recovered the crackhead, but they never got my computer back. Anyway.
Yes, sir. I know. I appreciate it.
I didn't write the second. That's why I keep talking. Okay. I do have a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous, 4-0. 17, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve OLS grant, Operation Lone Star grant.
quote from Covert Track. So just for the record, we hadn't spent over, is it up to $75,000 or is that the proposed legislation? $50,000 to be under, Bob?
$50,000?
Yes. Yeah.
It's
supposed to be raised, but I don't know if the legislature's approved that. We haven't spent over $50,000 on computers this budget year, I don't think. No. And these might be on the buy board, I don't really know.
It is through the government deal with Grant, with Dell Computers. I got the government grant through Dell Computers.
Well, we're not over. We're not over. I don't believe we're over the 50,000 right now. Okay, Covert Track 17.
So what exactly is that, Chief?
That is trackers, sir.
For what?
To put on cars to track them.
How many? And we're going to put them on five cars.
No, sir. These are trackers to be put on, and it's a total of five of them. Yes. To be put on suspects' vehicle.
Oh, you ain't trying to keep up with your own guys. You're trying to keep up with.
You might all buy one and put on that surveillance camera trailer.
The who?
That trailer, that license plate reader.
Somebody
hooked up. Well, take that thing.
You know, I do believe we really need to think about. It's supposed to have a check tracker on it built in, but we may end up putting a separate one.
All right, I'll make the motion to buy the trackers.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuna.
As long as it's not on my car.
As long as the DA's office didn't authorize it, sir.
Man, they're going to drive by on a motor scooter and slap it on the side of your car and you'll never know it.
I'll second.
I have a second by Commissioner, like James Bond used to do. Commissioner Donnelly made the second. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0.
Sir.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that new one your wife drives already tracked.
All right, item number 18. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the Operation Lone Star grant quote from GALS, G-A-L-L-S, for 4 thermal binoculars with laser range finders.
I see some hog hunting going on.
Yeah.
As bad as they are, that'd be
$3,600 a piece.
Are these off the buy board too?
It's off.
We ain't spent that much on it.
Well, you know, I mean, it's federal money. You probably need to bid it, have it either buy board or.
Well, it didn't go over the number, so
as long as you comply with the state purchasing rules, you're okay.
Yeah, we're these are the cheapest ones we can find.
I'll make that motion.
We have an account with GALS too.
Okay.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Natuno. Any comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Number 19, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the Operation Lone Star grant quote from Motorola Vigilant Software. Now, we spend over 50 on software, but it's all different kinds, so I doubt we spend over 50 on this particular software, so it's okay. Software is kind of an exception anyway, because it's also, you know, it's in a different class as buying pickup trucks and shotguns. And
so tell us a little bit about the software. What does it do?
Vigilant is what is on most of the freeways, all the LPR readers that are on the freeways. This gives us access to be able to read if a car is coming from Livingston or if it's coming from Houston, the cameras that they have already mounted on the freeway system, that we have access to them. And our cars partially read.
So you one application can put it in all the cars?
Yes, sir. When we talked to them, they said that if we purchase this, we can install it in every one of our cars.
All right, good. I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Blazing right along.
I noticed this is not on my agenda, which I sent in.
What?
It's the contract with Guard One, which they had it in the jail.
Is it under OLS?
No, this is not OLS. This is in our jail, and it's we already have it. It's already done, but the contract.
I don't know what. I don't have nothing like that. Let me see what you got.
We have the contract. We already had it with them, but it was done by the previous captain of the jail, which is illegal. So we contacted them.
I like that Qualcomm contract.
Yes, so I told them, I said, hey, we can't do that.
You know, I ain't going to say who, but I pointed that out in this very room, and the recipient of my comment went patting on his pistol and screaming and cussing at us all.
Huh?
Y'all remember. I appreciate you, the way you carry on business.
Oh, yeah.
We just have to update that.
We appreciate that.
Okay, so
it's not correct.
What is this for now?
What that does is that's the same system that deputies use to go to jail to jail to jail to monitor each inmate that's in the jail, because there's a tag by each room. It shows that jailer went to each room and inspected it to make sure the inmate.
It's software or something?
It's a little device that has a software on it, so we can track and monitor. And it also reads
a little device. Slow down.
Kind of like air tag shows that they've been there and they looked ever so.
They monitor them, man.
We're already using it. It's there. So we're just making the contract legal.
So
they tell you how many trips
they
make.
What kind of a device? You talking about something you put on the inmate?
No, sir. Well, the inmate has a van that has barcodes on it.
Yeah.
Also on the door of this cell. There's
he thinks
tag.
It's just so he'll get lunch.
Well, no. When we read that armband, it shows us a picture of the inmate. So you know that inmate, you know, that rich band belongs to that inmate. So they don't switch bands. They don't do something stupid.
And we're already doing this?
Yeah, that's already there. We're already using it. Everything's done. It's just that we noticed that contract was done illegally, and we wanted to get it correct.
Well, listen. We're going to fix you up. Executive session, deliberations regarding contract being negotiated. The district attorney's assistance here. I believe we can go into executive, talk about this contract, come back out on 21 and vote on things that were in here, since it's one of the things that is allowed in executive. Do you agree with that?
I'll take your word for it, Judge.
Well, thank you so much. So we'll try to get it handled through that. I guess and we're telling the public, we can't tell you exactly all the details, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to get this security contract approved.
That is funded through our commissary, by the way.
You ever
thought
about funding it through Operation Lone Star?
No, that's funded through our
Have you ever thought about funding it through Operation Lone Star?
I don't think we can do that, sir.
We're not housing illegals?
Well, that's not part of the Lone Star grant.
We got an item 20. Anything under Operation Lone Star is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I thought that's where this was, because I leave this Operation Lone Star generic item on here. Number 20, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve any necessary actions for purchases under the Operation Lone Star grant. Anything else that didn't?
No, I will tell you that we will be operational starting this week on that, and it will go into almost full mode next week.
What are you talking about?
Boots hitting the ground.
So we did a quarterly report. Was that long? That wasn't Lone Star, but it was to buy radios and.
What?
When you came over the other day and we processed that quarterly report for. Yeah, but what we it was on, and we reported the radios that got purchased. And what was the other item?
The inmate housing.
Yeah, the inmate housing. Yeah. So we I don't know if you keep up with that. It's tied to jail stuff, but there was a quarterly report, and we're good. We're up to snuff with our. You don't stay on all those reports, they'll push a button and lock up the whole thing, and then there you are. Oh, well, you got to go in here and do these reports. And I don't like to be on the bad end of that. So nothing else on item number 20?
No, we're good at this point.
Okay, so I guess we ran through everything but the bills. I say, what time is it?
10:16.
10:16, we're going to adjourn regular session, go into executive session to discuss with our attorney and the chief this contract under item number 551-0725 of the Texas, the Texas government code. Let the record reflect it's 10:34. We've reconvened in regular session after having adjourned executive session, talking to our district attorney's office and Chief Jolly about a contract that the sheriff's office wants us to enter into formally. So I'm going to go to item 21, adjourn executive session, reconvene regular session for consideration, discussion, and possible vote on items discussed in executive session, specifically the Guard 1 timekeeping systems contract.
I'll make the motion to approve the Guard 1 contract.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno and a second by Commissioner Dominey to approve the Guard 1 contract. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 4-0. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else going on?
Nope. Be waiting impatiently for your
email. Oh, okay. So,
yeah. As soon as I get back to the office, I'll scan it and send it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's the sign. It's signed. Okay. If I missed a signature somewhere, let me know.
I'll double check. Thank you.
All right. Item number 6, consider approval of claims. We all have out-of-county travel, but they voted to not let us use it if we got this increase.
That's right.
I think I voted against that, but I adhere to what the court says, and we do get a pretty good, we get compensated fairly enough. Did she get any bump, though, when we did that?
Yes.
She what?
Did she get a bump in hers when we did that? Because I don't.
She did in that year, but this past year, we bumped her up.
We did.
Well, then she shouldn't. She's just like the rest of us.
I mean, shouldn't the state be paying her for some of that, too? Instead of us paying the whole ticket? They pay half her salary. We furnish the facility. We pay her meals. We pay her travel.
They go to lots of shows, and during, like during the rodeo was, I don't know how many days.
Oh, it's a big deal.
I just happened to be down there one day, and I called, and they were on the road that day. They had actually hauling animals home that day that I was there, because I just...
They do a good job. I'm not saying nothing. I know that we voted to, on that, I guess, stipend we gave everyone. Was it, if you took it, you got that cut out. All right, Mark, you brought it up. What's
I
your opinion?
I still think they're two completely different animals. The one money is for regular in-county travel and pay for the vehicle and the insurance and the gas and the tires, and the other is when you go outside the county. The guy checked into that, said it was okay to do
that. Yeah, and then I haven't heard
nothing
in there.
Probably the engineer ought to be the guy that ought to be pushing that.
So I need to call Blake?
Him or the chick is holding that rider on that one?
My back's already hurt.
See, I feel like I don't ever
get
information.
She's the one who's paid for it. I mean, do
you should have worked with Blackman and them. That's all. That, if they come up here, they'd have every towel on it. I mean, they just.
I feel like they were so unrelated to where we're at in this process. But, I mean, I'm having to vote them because I don't feel like they're going to do
that.
Oh,
yeah, I still got.
Still got
no,
no, no. Oh,
yeah, but she was on the other side.
Yeah. Okay.
Kunstler, Nicole Kunstler. That's a, it's a long one. What's that all about?
Is that not normal? No, wait on him. Wait on you.
I don't know, maybe. We can't very well address it right now.
No.
We can address it
at
budget time.
I'll make the motion that we
pay
the bills.
So you had a question about some travel stuff, or we?
I had a question about the mileage. Yeah, I thought we put money in her salary to cover that, and then sure, we're getting beat up every week. And I know she's doing good. Don't misunderstand me.
Anyway, I agree.
I thought we addressed it at budget last time and put it in the summer, but we need to address it at budget time, upcoming budget. Fix it where we don't get hammered.
Well, let me just, if we're going to talk about it, I didn't think it was really too fair. Most of that came from the other end of the table. They never went to no meetings, nowhere out of town. You go every month, just like I do, to Debt Cog, and I you know, we also, didn't we go over and meet with Polk County on some, it had to do with one of them grants. I mean, there's always something, but I ain't complaining, but the way that shook out, we gave them a little bump, and then we took it away from them in the same stroke, and she travels probably as much as anybody does, I guess, and I
agree, and she does.
If she's got it in her... If it's already in there, I mean, what are we going to do, make her
Take her secretary and ride with her? I mean,
she takes, instead of this line item here, travel, she just like here, she takes it out and moves it down, or, you know, for supplies or operating. Just give us a number that realistic on your travel.
You know, back in the day, they went to about three shows, but man, they go to
Fort Worth,
St. Angelo.
The last couple months, I mean, you just had one where Houston, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin.
Judge, y'all's affairs completed?
Yes, sir.
For today? You worried about the Astros?
Yeah, I was down there last night, and I'm like, golly, we're just not, they're not showing up.
They're not hitting the ball, are they? Why don't they get some of those bats at the Yankees?
Those guys, some of them are batting 0.07 or something like that, you know. They've had one hit.
That's why you're trying to give me.
I tell you how many hot dogs you ate down there.
Was it the 999 challenge?
No, he ate four hot dogs down there.
Y'all heard of the 999 challenge?
He said he had six yesterday.
You heard of that? The 999 challenge is...
Oh, my.
No, I mean, it would be interesting. I think I can make it to the third inning where you eat one hot dog and drink one small beer every inning for nine
$40.
I couldn't afford to do it for nine innings, and after nine...
I just cannot imagine how sick I would be.
Yeah.
We ate six yesterday.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, I'm too cheap to buy the beer down there, to be honest.
Yeah, what are they, $13 a piece now?
So they tell me. But the hot dogs were $1 a piece, so I...
Oh, dollar dog night.
It was dollar dog night last night.
You still have to buy your food, but...
You guys have a great day. You all are finished.
Thank you so much for helping us attend to that.
Thank you. I'll see you guys later.
Have a good day.
You guys have a great day, too, and I'll see
you all. Do we have a motion on the bills? Commissioner Mars and second by Commissioner Natuno?
No, Commissioner Natuno made it, and I'll second it. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. I don't care.
Well, that's what she wrote down. I have the
motion. I made a motion. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
The motion is by Commissioner Mars. Second is by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimous 4-0.
Next motion.
Consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certifications. I don't guess we have any of those.
Oh, man.
Then in that instance, so when are we going to put this stuff, these two vehicles on the...
On the backboard?
On the Renee Bates is who we sell them.
I think you got it up. Renee tells you when they're on there.
Yeah, you do. I was going to tell Commissioner Donnie that there's a piece of paper that you'll fill out with all the information, and then I submit it to...
Renee,
somebody's got to submit some photographs.
Yes, sir. And then she tells us it's going to run from this date to this date. It's going to close on this date. So she sets
the timeline.
She does.
Let me see if I can get mine up on the next board.
Okay.
And put them at the same time.
Which one?
Red pickup. Maybe one of them dirt bikes.
They're a Ford dump truck.
They're a Ford dump truck.
Okay. I'll wait until I get it. Or are you going to email it, or do I need to come back?
Can I get a motion?
I'll make the next motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Good meeting.